2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Lake City, this is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Thursday, August 20th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It looks like rain in downtown Salt Lake City. Some dark clouds right now, 92 degrees.
A crash on Legacy in Bountiful. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
The coronavirus, the Utah response. Special coverage on Utah's Noon News.
Governor Gary Herbert announced a new emergency declaration for Utah this morning. The order extends the state's ability to respond quickly and powerfully in the battle against COVID-19. The governor says things are looking good in Utah, but we're not out of the woods yet.
We're starting to get into more normal opportunities. We don't have to have quite the knee-jerk reaction that we've had in the past, and response time does lengthen out. But we certainly don't want to risk losing help from the federal government by not having an emergency declaration.
And Governor Herbert says we are not unique in keeping an active emergency declaration.
All states in America today have an emergency declaration in place, including the federal government. So if we were not to do this, we would be the only state of the 50 that would not have an emergency declaration in place for our state during this pandemic.
The governor's new order is set to take effect tonight at midnight when his previous order expires. University of Utah says they will start collecting saliva tests at some of their COVID-19 testing locations. This will replace the more invasive nasal swabs. We get details from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Maria, doctors with the University of Utah and ARUP had 350 people take three different samples at the Redwood Clinic. One, the regular nasal swab. Two, a nasal swab that the patient collected by themselves. And then a saliva sample. Dr. Kimberly Hansen with the U of U says their data shows the saliva samples were just as effective as the nasal swabs were. Now, this could make testing a lot safer for the workers since they might not need to wear as much heavy protective gear and stand behind the glass while the patient spits into the tube. Now, these tests are not available at testing sites yet, but doctors hope that they could have them ready by the middle of September at the latest. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
High on the Hill 2020.
A bill to repeal a state law that allowed a controversial annexation in Summit County is moving through the Utah legislature in today's special session. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
The law passed in the general session earlier this year allows the town to annex property in a neighboring county without that county's approval. It was used by the town of Hideout in Washington County to set up an annexation in Summit County. That became the subject of protests and a court case. State Representative Calvin Musselman says it's time to repeal that law and take another look.
There are some issues as it pertains to private property rights within the annexation and incorporation world, and if you've been in either, you'll recognize there are issues.
The bill passed the House 65-10 and moves on now to the state Senate. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The extra $300 in unemployment assistance ordered by President Trump last week will go automatically to those who were receiving benefits July 26th through August 15th. Utah's Unemployment Insurance Director Kevin Burt explains how that program works.
There is not an application. An individual does not need to apply for the lost wage assistance. Also, there is not a need to call. There's no need to request the benefit.
Utah saw an increase in first-time unemployment claims this past week, while ongoing claims have been decreasing for several weeks. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. President Trump is distancing himself from his former White House chief strategist. Steve Bannon has been indicted for fraud and is accused of using money from a private Build the Wall fundraising drive for his own personal expenses.
I know nothing about the project other than I didn't like when I read about it. I didn't like it. I said, this is for government. This isn't for private people. And it sounded to me like showboating, and I think I let my opinion be very strongly stated at the time. I didn't like it. It was showboating and maybe looking for funds.
The president says he was in no way involved in the project. ABC's Pierre Thomas explains more about the fundraising effort now being investigated.
Basically, what they say is that this was a nonprofit organization designed to raise money to support the building of the border wall. They raised over $25 million, and the accusation is that all the money was supposed to go to building the wall. That's what they told donors. And according to this indictment, some of the money was funneled to people working with the nonprofit. They claimed that Bannon himself, Steve Bannon, the former White House advisor, actually got money for personal expenses.
Now be sure to stay with KSL News Radio as we continue to follow this developing story. Moscow is now casting some doubt on its claim that its COVID vaccine was approved and ready to go. ABC's Tom Rivers has details.
After saying their vaccine was authorized on August 11th and that even Putin's daughter had received it, Russia is now saying that announcement was just a conditional registration certificate and will need to be evaluated in an additional large clinical trial. So, not unlike in the West, Russia says its version will also now be tested in a phase 3 trial involving some 40,000 individuals. But officials still hope to start rolling out a vaccine program in October. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Coming up on KSL, BYU continues to slowly rebuild its football schedule and a look at your noontime drive.
It's already cleared. A headed accident northbound Legacy Parkway in Bountiful. All lanes now open. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
The excessive heat warning will go on for days.
Wasatch temperatures in the triple digits. No relief.
Listen for the updated forecast mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
BYU football appears to have added another home game to their schedule. Stadium reporter Brett McMurphy says the University of Texas at San Antonio will travel to Provo to play the Cougars on October 3rd. Now, the two schools have never played each other before. That makes six games on BYU's reconstructed schedule. The Utah Jazz are preparing for Game 3 of their playoff series against the Denver Nuggets. The Jazz had a dominating win yesterday afternoon, and the series is now tied at one game apiece. Game 3 tips off Friday at 2 in the afternoon. A pilot of an American airline flight ended up calling police before the plane took off because a brawl broke out in the aisles over people refusing to put on a mask.
American Airlines Flight 1665 heading from Las Vegas to Charlotte should have been a routine nonstop flight, but the pilot was forced to call police before the plane even took off. A few passengers became upset when one fellow passenger refused to follow the face covering guideline, which led to a hair-pulling, punch-throwing brawl in the aisle that even the flight attendants wanted no part of. American Airlines released a statement saying the customer was subsequently asked to leave the aircraft and became disruptive, resulting in an altercation with other passengers. One passenger on the flight took to Twitter, posting the brawl and saying, "So much for social distancing." I'm Jeff McKay.
Lava tubes on Mars and the Moon could be the home for future astronauts. A study in the journal Earth Science Review shows that the tubes on both Mars and the Moon could be longer than 25 miles with a diameter of 3,000 feet. That's big enough to accommodate the tallest buildings on Earth. Researchers say the tubes could be used to provide natural shelter from radiation and unstable temperatures. There is also the possibility that they could contain ice. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese. We've got some dark clouds out there today.
We do, and it's a bit muggy as well. So if you go outside, be prepared for that, and don't be surprised if you see a few sprinkles along the way. Right now, Valley Freeway traffic in pretty good shape, including I-15 both directions as you're traveling between Ogden and Provo. Now, we still have fire crews on the scene of the earlier structure fire. This is at 3rd West. It's going to be just to the north of 600 North, and it's the southbound direction that is still closed to traffic, right about 650 North. So just be aware you need to use an alternate route, and overall, a very good drive on the rest of your Salt Lake County roadways. UACPA represents the interest of CPAs in Utah and protects the public trust. Proud sponsor of the Money Making Sense podcast. Download it today, uacpa.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Those dark clouds we've talked about have now dropped our temperature. Let's get the latest on the forecast.
Temperatures staying in the upper 90s and lower triple digits for highs the rest of the week. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 90 degrees. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, we are expecting a news conference from the state capitol where the Senate president is expected to speak this afternoon. When that happens, we'll bring it to you right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Our friends at UCCU, Amanda, are doing something really fun that will involve the entire family.
It is the Be Money Smart Short Film Contest. So how many times do you take videos on your phone? All the time. This time, take a film on your phone or whatever, and you and your family could win $1,000. It's just the topic is specific.
Yeah, matter of fact, five people are going to win $1,000 each. $1,000 also donated to your favorite charity. That's a $10,000 total. Show the world how UCCU's easy banking technology is helping you be money smart.
That's right. So here's the topic. Why is Utah Community Credit Union's online and mobile banking technology awesome? If you need some ideas, just go to their YouTube page and get some ideas.
We must tell you, of course, that it's limited to 3 minutes or less in length and has to have a G rating. Other than that, feel free to make any kind of short film you like. Fiction, nonfiction, science fiction, animation. They're looking forward to hearing from you.
It's something fun for the whole family and could mean money in your pocket. Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank.
I know for some of you, it's been a while since you visited Logan. Heaven forbid you've never even been before. What? Well, repent and get in the car. It's the perfect time and perfect place for a getaway without going away. We are happy to have your healthy selves join us. Bring your camera because our scenery can't be beat. Headed to beautiful Bear Lake? Avoid the crowds. Stay in Logan in one of our 1,067 hotel rooms and dine at your choice of more than 100 restaurants. Then go hiking, biking, antiquing, fishing, dining, birdwatching, geocaching, and so much more. Bring a cooler and explore our foodie trek. Stock up on cheese and chocolate and ice cream and honey, and the yummy list goes on. Think there's nothing to do in Logan? The Visitors Bureau will tell you where to go. Bring your family to Logan, where we always wash our hands. ExploreLogan.com. ExploreLogan.com. This summer, make your vacation great. Explore our state, Utah. Life elevated.
Paid in part by Utah Office of Tourism.
Inside the bubble. It's a saying that comes from the COVID-19 pandemic. But when it comes to education, where does your child fit inside the bubble? Wasatch Academy is more than just a preparatory school. It's a 100% inclusive school whose average class size is 12 students. Yet its campus sits on 35 acres in beautiful San Pete County, one of the safest places in the nation, kind of a bubble all on its own. When teachers and students alike arrive at Wasatch Academy for the semester, it's more than just COVID testing. It's layers of protection, effectively a bubble inside a bubble, with a holistic approach to academics, the arts, a celebrated athletic program, and a tailored learning center for Generation Z is unmatched, to say the least. And college acceptance is 100%. A world-class education is just the beginning at Wasatch Academy. Learn more about this protective bubble at wasatchacademy.org.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together.
cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle, too.
Donate $25 or more, and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
And if you'd like to stay up to date on all the day's news, all you need to do is text the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union line at 57500. KSL News Time 1215, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
Governor Gary Herbert announcing a new pandemic-related emergency declaration this morning. He says it will enable Utah to continue receiving federal aid to help battle COVID-19 in the state, and it takes effect at midnight tonight. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, BYU is slowly rebuilding its football schedule for the fall. A short time ago, stadium reporter Brett McMurphy tweeted out that the University of Texas at San Antonio will travel to Provo to play the Cougars on October 3rd. And third is Look at Your Drive, sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Crews have been working a vehicle fire. This is going to be 3400 West between 600 and 700 South Gladiola Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Still staying warm for the rest of the week and weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 90 degrees, dark clouds in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Steve Bannon due to appear in court this afternoon after being indicted in a federal fraud case.
Steve Bannon was arrested on a $28 million yacht moored in the Long Island Sound. It appeared he had been living on the boat for some time. Federal prosecutors in New York said Bannon and others made false representations to hundreds of thousands of donors to We Build the Wall, an online crowdfunding campaign. The indictment said President Trump's former chief strategist took hundreds of thousands of donor funds and lined his own pockets, despite promising 100% of donations would be used for construction. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Tonight, it's Joe Biden's turn to take to center stage in the final night of the virtual Democratic National Convention.
This is Joe Biden's 12th Democratic National Convention over 48 years. His first was in 1972 in Miami. But this will be very different than any other he's attended. Now he's the man his party is propelling to lead. Tonight, Biden is expected to lay out his plans as president and the direction he would take the country before he closes out this four-day virtual affair. Alex Stone, ABC News, Wilmington, Delaware.
Just as the nation tries to curb coronavirus cases, the flu season is on the way.
Every year, the flu kills thousands of Americans. With COVID-19 in every state, the numbers could be higher this year. At one Walgreens store,
we've had patients asking, when are the flu shots going to be here?
Pharmacy manager Danielle Soriano says it's already available and ready for injection now.
It does take 2 weeks to become fully effective, so it is important to make sure that you get it by the end of October.
The concern is that seasonal flu cases could push hospitals stretched thin by COVID-19 beyond their limit. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
France's president says it's ready to offer assistance to hospitalized Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny after a suspected poisoning. The 44-year-old hospitalized after not feeling well on a flight back to Moscow. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The major fashion brands are trying to stop the spread of COVID-19 by making antimicrobial cloths. But does the clothing really help kill the virus, or is this just a move to sell more clothing? We get more from ABC's Eva Pilgrim.
Antimicrobial clothing, a new fashion trend targeting COVID-19.
Everything in our household has changed, and how we sort of even clean things in our household has changed. There's no reason why your clothes wouldn't have that layer of protection.
Companies like Artistic Denim Mills, which produces denim brands such as DL1961 and Warp and Weft, say they plan on rolling out antimicrobial technology as early as next week.
This is, you know, to give a consumer peace of mind.
In July, denim brand Diesel announcing they would also use a virus-fighting technology for certain jeans through a partnership with Swedish firm Polygene, maker of Viraloft, which claims to disable 99% of viral activity in 2 hours.
Things like dyes, so colors, you'll add fabric softeners, and we're applied in that same process to the fabric.
Polygene says the treatment inactivates the virus when it attaches to the fabric. But some experts think antimicrobial clothing might not be necessary.
At this time, I don't think you need to spend a lot of money buying this kind of clothing.
Experts say there are no studies showing that the virus lives on clothing.
We know that COVID-19 is really spread person to person via the eyes, the nose, and the mouth, via respiratory droplets, not by the clothing.
But the companies we spoke with say it's meant to be an added layer of defense.
We're not trying to replace the existing guidance set by the CDC. Rather, what we're trying to do is give people a solution that complements all of the existing measures that are already in place. This is just one additional tool.
The CDC says not to shake dirty clothing and use disposable rubber gloves when handling clothes that are worn by an infected person. You've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1219. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. Legacy also in great shape. Even northbound, where an earlier accident at the start of the noontime drive had been blocking a right lane of traffic in Bountiful. It's all clear. All lanes are open. We still have fire crews blocking the southbound lanes of traffic between 800 and 600 North due to a structure fire that occurred earlier. And then we have crews still working on a vehicle fire. This is Gladiola Street, 3400 West between 600 and 700 South. Kids at home, take them to explore and discover nature at Tracy Aviary, outside in fresh air and wide open space. Check out back-to-school membership discounts at tracyaviary.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Well, it's time to take a step back from the record heat that we saw the first couple of days of the week. Today, up to 97 under partly cloudy skies. Friday, up to 99, and Saturday, up to 100, and then Sunday, 99 for the high. That would actually tie a record high. But overall, as we head to the end of the weekend and start of next week, we're going to start to bring some moisture in, some of that monsoonal flow. In fact, it looks like we'll get some moisture from the remnants of a hurricane. It's Hurricane Genevieve right now, and that should bring a couple of showers and help cool temperatures back down to the mid-90s for the first half of next week. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 90 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Markets in positive territory. Complete check of your money news coming up next.
Hi, my name is Nina, and I day trade for a full-time income. Just like many of you, when I first heard about Try Day Trading, I had so many questions. What is day trading? Is it real? Is it something I could do with no financial background? And would I have time to do it with two little kids at home? Luckily, for only $10, I could try it pain-free, test out their proven system, and see how trading could fit into my life. 3 years later, I can talk about how my husband was able to quit his job and how I can support my family working part-time hours from anywhere in the world. The best news is, you don't need to take my word for it. You can try this for yourself, and Try Day Trading will work one-on-one with you and answer all of your questions and show you how this works. For only $10 and 30 days, find out for yourself how Try Day Trading can change your life. Visit trydaytrading.com and register for a free online webinar today.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly, humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything in its place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan. Then, get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Richard Whipple Plumbing, my dad's one-truck plumbing company, was literally a kitchen table operation. He sat at the table eating, taking calls, and visiting with salespeople while we often sat nearby, listening and eating in our pajamas. He taught us be friendly, do the job right, and stand behind our work. Mom was the bookkeeper, and when the phone rang, any of his nine children could be answering. The phone was rotary, a party line, and there was no call waiting, voicemail, or answering machine. Things have updated in our call center and in so many other ways, but the core values taught remain. When you call Whipple Service Champions today, 24 hours a day, you'll get a live client care representative. No busy signal. You'll get technicians on call in every department, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. And we won't be in our pajamas. Call Whipple Service Champions, a friendly family business since 1947, 801-444-FAST. 444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down.
But you.
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team.
But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance.
But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
KSL News Time, 1225, Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Lowe's is getting into tool rental business. It joins its biggest competitor, Home Depot, in leasing trucks, power tools, and other equipment. Customers will see the rental departments in stores starting today. Retailers across the country are seeing an increase in curbside pickups. Target CEO says its drive-up service grew 730% in its second quarter of 2020 over the same period last year. Best Buy, Macy's, Kohl's also report huge increases in curbside pickups. The troubled Boeing 737 MAX may be getting a new name. In a PR move, the aircraft maker says a Polish airline ordered two of the jetliners, which have been grounded for more than a year, but the announcement identified the planes as 737-8s. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 38 points, sitting at 27,731. S&P 500 up by 8. The NASDAQ up by 96 points. Malls that remain closed because of restrictions in some states are trying to turn their parking lots into money-making ventures. A mall in upstate New York is hosting a drive-in wrestling match. Others are hosting magic shows that can be watched from parked vehicles. Now, other malls have set up food court deliveries in their parking lots. And stay with us. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
You don't need to be an expert to recognize the truth. Utah is experiencing an epidemic of depression, suicide, and prescription opioid misuse. But there's hope. All of us can take action to keep our loved ones safe. That's why KSL has teamed up with Intermountain Healthcare to bring you hope and help you fight. Listen Sundays at 11 a.m. or on demand at the KSL News Radio app. Because a healthy mind matters.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
It's kind of quiet on the freeways. If you happen to be traveling I-15, you're good to go. Either direction in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. 5600 West, though, seeing delays both directions between I-80 and 2100 South. And we still have southbound lanes blocked with fire crews still on the scene in the downtown area. This is going to be southbound on 3rd West between 800 and 600 North. At Alta Bank, they know getting through tough times means helping each other. So together, we'll go higher than ever before. AltaBank.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Dan Guthrie.
We finally got a little bit of moisture in the atmosphere. That means that we won't be able to heat up as quickly or as high, which means we can finally step away from those record highs, which we once again saw yesterday, as well as really every day this week. But what's going to happen today? Partly cloudy skies. You might even see a raindrop or two actually fall all the way to the ground, but it's not going to amount to any kind of downpour. It's just going to keep things slightly cooler, highs mid and upper 90s. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's muggy in downtown Salt Lake City and 90 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. There's been a lot more interest in alternatives to so-called regular school during the pandemic. We've told you about some charter schools and homeschooling, but there's also something called Utah Online, which is based in southern Utah, but takes students from all over the state. Laura Belknap is the director.
I think what's really nice about Washington County School District and Utah Online is that we have the backing and support of the local board here and the local administration, and they are also part of our team.
Belknap says they've been around since 2005, and enrollment is doubling every year. They do not have an enrollment cap.
Eye on the Hill 2020.
The Utah House today passed a bill by Carol Spackman Moss that allows schools to forego mandatory evacuation drills during the pandemic. Moss says it doesn't make sense to gather thousands of students together during a drill while they're trying to keep people apart so the virus won't spread. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. President Trump is distancing himself from former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon, who has been indicted for fraud.
I do think it's a sad event. And again, Steve has had a great career at Goldman Sachs. He's had a career with a lot of other people. I haven't dealt with him at all over years now.
Bannon is accused of using money from the Build the Wall fundraising drive for his own personal expenses. Your money at this moment, the Dow up by 47 points, sitting at 27,739. S&P 500 up by 9. The NASDAQ, it's up by 98 points.